Chapter 11. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me to the east gate of the Lord's house, which looks eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate 25 men. And I saw in the midst of them Jazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. He said to me, Son of man, these are the men who devise iniquity, and who give wicked counsel in this city, who say, The time is not near to build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we are the flesh. Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, son of man. The Spirit of the Lord fell on me, and he said to me, Speak. Thus says the Lord. Thus have you said, house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind. You have multiplied your slain in this city, and you have filled the streets with the slain. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Your slain whom you have laid in the midst of you, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron, but you shall be brought forth from out of the midst of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring the sword on you, says the Lord God. I will bring you forth out of the midst of it, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, and will execute judgments among you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. This city shall not be your cauldron, neither shall you be the flesh in the midst of it. I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, for you have not walked in my statutes, neither have you executed my ordinances, but have done after the ordinances of the nations that are round about you. It happened, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. Then I fell down on my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Lord God, will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, your brothers, even your brothers, the men of your relatives, and all the house of Israel, all of them, are they to whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get far from the Lord, to us is this land given for a possession. Therefore say, Thus says the Lord God, Whereas I have removed them far off among the nations, and whereas I have scattered them among the countries, yet I will be to them a sanctuary for a little while in the countries where they are come. Therefore say, Thus says the Lord God, I will gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. They shall come there, and they shall take away all the detestable things, and all the abominations from there. I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walks after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will bring their way on their own heads, says the Lord God. Then did the cherubim lift up their wings, and the wheels were beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. The glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city, and stood on the mountain which is on the east side of the city. The Spirit lifted me up, and brought me in the vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea, to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spoke to them of the captivity, all the things that the Lord had shown me.